polls out today show Donald Trump's support growing after his call this week to ban Muslims, at least temporarily, from entering the United States. GOP rivals dodge questions about whether they'd support Trump if he's the nominee. Ben Carson threatened to leave the party after the Washington Post reported today the party leaders are discussing a possible convention showdown to decide the nominee. Democrat Hillary Clinton fundraised off of Trump's anti-Muslim comments. Democratic candidate Martin O'Malley today became the first of the presidential candidates to visit a mosque in the campaign. So lots of political news this week.
Here and now,
2016. Joining us now for our 2016 roundtable this week, Paul Steinhauser, political director of NH1 in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Great to be with you guys. Thank you.
And Carlos Chirinos, who is senior political editor of Univision, joins us from Miami. Hi, Carlos.
Hello. How are you guys? How are you, Paul?
Thank you. Great. Doing well. And let's get right to this top story. We've been talking about Donald Trump all week, but this is the soundbite that really rocked the campaign.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Paul, how do you think that those comments have upended the race this week?
Listen, Donald Trump has no problem dominating discussion on the race for the White House, right? He took that to new heights this week. He knew exactly what he was doing when he said that on Monday in the wake of those horrific mass shootings out in San Bernardino, California. It's been all about Trump this week. Other candidates, if they want to get any airtime or if they want to get any conversation at all, it's got to be about Donald Trump. I interviewed John Kasich yesterday. I felt bad, but the first four questions were about Donald Trump. Same thing this morning with Lindsey Graham. But listen, that's what everybody is talking about. And you mentioned those polls. Yeah, there has been outrage by other Republicans, by Democrats, over what Trump has suggested, that it goes against American principles and values. But two new polls since Trump said what he said on Monday indicate that a majority of Republican primary voters say, you know what, we agree with that.
They're sticking with him. Carlos, your thoughts?
Well, definitely. I mean, Donald Trump is making everybody talk about himself all the time. He's like placing the agenda in place. And the rest of the candidates and the rest of the media as well has just to follow what he is thinking about this. You would say that declarations so outrageous like this one would damage the possibility of any candidate, but in the cases of Donald Trump, apparently it makes no dent at all. And referring to the polls that Paul was talking about, when you see that 54%, I think, of the Republicans consulted by CBS say that this ban on Muslims is a good idea, although the majority of Americans don't agree with that, it tells you a lot about the kind of electorate of voters that Donald Trump is appealing to. I was watching yesterday, say, CNN. They were doing kind of an internal poll, and they were talking with Trump supporters. And what amazed me was that even confronted with the fact that Mr. Trump sometimes is not being clear regarding truth. They were talking about this fact of the so-called fact of Muslims celebrating in New Jersey 9/11.
Right, which is another thing that has come up and people have discounted.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And other candidates are having trouble changing the subject, even with their own supporters. Here's a Republican voter in New Hampshire pushing Jeb Bush, who's in trouble, and he's in the single digits, on whether Bush would support Trump if Trump becomes the GOP nominee.
You still seem to be unwilling to say, I will not support this man who's, I think, the moral equivalent of George Wallace, who does not belong in any respectable political party.
I'm going to call him out when he's wrong, and that's with great regularity
he's
I call him out.
He's incredibly wrong, and he needs to be called out.
And you haven't heard me saying it?
And I have. Okay,
good.
Never said you will not support him.
Paul, how do the candidates change the conversation here?
They're trying to point out that we are the serious candidates. Both Bush and Kasich telling me this week that they're predicting flat out Trump will not win the nomination. They both say that come January, voters are going to get more serious. They're going to look for people with true proven records. I don't know. It hasn't been the case so far. Is it going to change over the holidays? We'll see. You know, they're trying to say that we've got serious things to say. Donald Trump doesn't. I think the biggest understatement line of the week was Donald Trump last night right here in New Hampshire when he said, we've had a pretty interesting couple of days. We have people talking. Yeah, no. You know what's
careful
on.
There, Paul.
No, you know what's on.
What about this idea of a brokered convention, this report in the Washington Post, and anger by people like Ben Carson saying they might leave the party if something like that happens? What do you think about that?
Well, that would be funny, because it would be the rebellion of the outsiders of the party. You know, Ben Carson and Donald Trump menacing to break the party. And the thing is that you can tell that the threat that the party is feeling, the establishment of the party is feeling right now, is so serious that these kind of meetings are taking place. But again, I mean, it's only normal that the people who run the party tries to figure out what to do in the case that Trump or Carson or the rest of the pack reach the convention without a clear majority. Because although we have been waiting for 6 months now to Donald Trump to deflate, maybe that could happen come January.
Carlos, quickly, I'm curious, down there in Miami, how is Marco Rubio doing? And do you think he's going to be a viable alternative? What kind of week has he had?
He has a strong support here in Miami, no doubt about that, and it's south of Florida. And he's been placing himself in this third place, because the most interesting contest right now inside the Republican Party is who is going to be the second one behind Trump. And Cruz is doing, Rubio, as well as Ted Cruz, they are doing very well placing themselves in that position, because in the end they know that if Trump is considered like this threat, this candidate that too many would fear, they will take advantage of their good relationship with the establishment of the party.
Paul, I want to talk about the Democrats, because this is what happens every single week. We go through the entire segment and we only leave 2 minutes for the Democrats. Arguably, there's a lot less to talk about right now because there are only three people in that race. But let's talk about the Trump effect on Hillary Clinton. Here she is on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers last night.
I have to say, Seth, I no longer think he's funny.
Yes, I will say I started feeling that way.
You know, I think for weeks, you know, you and everybody else were just bringing folks to hysterical laughter and all of that. But now he has gone way over the line. And what he's saying now is not only shameful and wrong, it's dangerous.
Paul, how does this impact the Democratic race, all this focus on everything that Donald Trump says?
Here's how it helps Hillary Clinton, because she not only did what she just said right there, criticizing Trump, she also is trying to lump the rest of the Republican field in with Trump, saying, listen, they may not be saying as outrageous things as Donald Trump, but they feel the same way. That was the point she made when I saw her on Tuesday night here in New Hampshire. So she's trying to paint the big, broad picture that all Republicans, not just Donald Trump, feel this way. They're all dangerous. I got to say, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, you've seen the poll number. She is the clear frontrunner everywhere but right here in New Hampshire. We've still got a race here in New Hampshire. Senator Bernie Sanders is alive and well and leading.
Up by 10
in one of the polls, yeah, and tied in one of the others. So Sanders may get he may not be doing so well in Iowa, South Carolina, nationally, but at least here in New Hampshire, we've got a fun primary contest on the Democratic side.
And Carlos, to you, I mean, some Democratic operatives are saying, look, Hillary would be wise to look a little deeper at some of the, you know, anger and frustration that's really fueling Donald Trump's support. If she's going to switch from sort of no longer thinking he's funny, do you think she's going to start tapping into some of those issues that Trump is talking about, trade, jobs?
Yeah, I don't know about that, because my feeling now is that Hillary, regardless who is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party, is taking advantage of this Trump effect, because it's helping the Democrats to portray the Republicans as this the same extremist that they say is Mr. Trump. I mean, as Paul said before, they are not. They are telling that they think alike. The difference is that they don't say the same outrageous things. So my impression is that for the moment, the Democrats in particular, the Hillary campaigns, they are content with Donald Trump saying this kind of stuff, because it's helping them to present the whole Republican Party with a bad light. And particularly when we talk about Hispanics, which is a segment that Republicans recognized the last time around that they needed desperately to win elections. Trump is making a very, very good job for the Democrats to tell them, you know what, the Republicans don't like you guys. Come with us.
Paul Steinhauser, before we let you go, I just want to go back to you up in New Hampshire and ask quickly, who are we not talking about this week that we should be?
A couple people on the rise here. Chris Christie back in the state today. His numbers are starting to inch up. You talked about Rubio doing very well here. Keep an eye on Ted Cruz, guys. Not only here in New Hampshire, but especially in Iowa. Ted Cruz is on the rise.
Paul Steinhauser, political director of NH1 in New Hampshire. We've also been speaking with Carlos Chirinos, who is the senior political editor of Univision, joining us from Miami. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
And don't forget the Republican debate, I think, coming up on Tuesday, Jeremy.
We've got a lot more to cover as we get closer to Iowa and New Hampshire and beyond. This is Here and Now.